There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you across this fabulous nation and nooks and crannies. Some of you getting pummeled by massive weather, all kinds of thunderstorms, etc. I know in the great state of Texas that they're looking for, some people have already been hit by giant hailstones that look like they're the size of golf balls and some pretty brutal weather. Our friends in Australia had some rough weather that they had to deal with. As I was looking at some pictures from Australia, and man, I'm telling you, it was a monsoon. Crazy stuff. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, our pal Stephen Kelly stops by. Boy, he's got some interesting things to talk about and share with all you this time around. And also, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Always one of my favorites. Plus the mailbag. Mailbag overfloweth. A lot of you up in arms about a couple of things that are flowing out of the foggy bottom area. Let's just say that. And you know what foggy bottom is, right? Washington, D.C. Right at the top, though, we're going to go to a leadoff guy, George, in Ithaca, New York. Hey, George, how are you?
Hi, Tim. Yes, pleased to meet you. You were talking about dumb things that I shouldn't have done.
And you have some. What's your dumb things that you shouldn't have done?
Well, it's a singular thing, actually. But I don't want to take up your time if you've moved on to something else.
You know what? It's okay. We'll tell everybody that once a week we do this thing called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, and people email me and sometimes call to tell me their funny things because it makes us all human and relatable. So, yeah, absolutely, share your dumb thing.
Well, mine is not funny. It now has a sense of relief to it.
Mm-hmm.
I robbed a bank.
You robbed a bank when? A long time ago?
No, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that was a terribly stupid thing. I did 3 years in prison, and I just finished 4 years of parole. So now I'm a free man.
Wow.
But, yeah. They took into consideration my bipolar disorder, this rapid cycling. And I wasn't able to overcome the hypomania until 2007. Yet I had a depressiveness that accompanied the disorder, because bipolar disorder people have both hypomania to mania to psychosis or depression. So while the mania was satiated, the depression wasn't. And I used gambling as my means by which to relieve the feeling of depression. And that got me into some trouble. So I robbed a bank to pay the tabs I owed. And after I was released from prison, I finally found a method by which the depression could be overcome clinically. And it's unfortunate for me that I lost everything through robbing the bank. But nonetheless, I can't tell you the relief I have with respect to not only the hypomania being stabilized, but the depression now not on me for the first time in my 59 years of life.
Wow.
And that was overcome successfully in a two-step process by the very good psychiatrist I have, referring me to a psychiatrist of specialty to perform electroconvulsive therapy. And in that treatment inpatient for 2 months, it released the synapses to allow serotonin to flow to provide antidepressants to actually work. So they do work. They're highly overprescribed. And if your listeners care and are concerned with antidepressants, they can have no effect for someone that needs further treatment previous to taking the medication. So that's all I have.
Wow, that's interesting stuff, George. I'm sure there are some people that have grappled with the same thing, not necessarily the bank, robbing a bank, but the hypomania, what happens with the antidepressants, and what you did ultimately, and how, after all these years, finally you found the solution. So congratulations on finding the solution. Thanks for calling the show. I have to say, too, George, you are absolutely the first bank robber that I know of to call the show and then tell us exactly what happened there. What a wild twist that was in that story. And actually, the electromagnetic therapy that you're talking about, there are more people. I just read something about this the other day that swear by that, that say once they had that, it was incredibly freeing. And then pills that didn't work before, whatever the medication was, then started to work. And it was a whole different way of life. We just don't do enough to help the people that are struggling with mental illness. And to me, a mental illness is a disease, and there's different levels of it and different ways that people handle it. And I know now we're focusing supposedly a little more attention, but not, there's still so much that's not known. There's so many things that aren't done to help people. And then we see, you know, what it leads to. It's a pet cause of mine for sure, as I've seen some incredibly tragic things happen that I just don't understand why they happen. And there was no help involved and just awful, awful stuff for sure. So that story had an ending, right? So rob a bank, go to prison, come out, figure out some solutions, and things go in a different direction. I said that coming up we were going to do the mailbag, and we certainly will do that. You can always throw your 2 cents in, though, weaving in throughout the show, as you know. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. And our conversation with Steve Kelly is actually up next in the shoot, but then we've got mailbag. And one of the things that some people reacted to in the mailbag actually had a sports note to it, and it was a story I talked about in another hour of America Tonight, the concussions and the $1 billion being awarded to the NFL players who are suffering from terrible things at young ages, of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all kinds of brain injuries. And the NFL, I think, is incredibly worried about this because so many of the older players are saying they knew and they had this information and they didn't tell us. But at least now there's some money to help treat the people who come down with these terrible diseases as a result of those concussions. Hang with us.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Lay last night laying in bed, found the answer to all my ills, a great big tree growing green and free, full of $10,000 bills.
All right, always great to have Stephen Kelly on the show, Free Money Guy, and in fact, we're giving away one of his books today. You might be the lucky winner. Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. I read it cover to cover. I read nothing cover to cover. I'm serious. I read one book in my life cover to cover, and I guarantee nobody knows it. Sam Horn, it's called Pop. And then I read Stephen's book, and it was so good. Because
it's a little tiny, thin little book, you know.
But still, it's a continuation of the way you talk and how you're on the show. You can tell he's dying to get on the show. So Stephen Kelly is in the wings. You heard him. Free Money Guy. And we're talking about qualified money. We mentioned last week that this is what we're going to jump on top of. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, how you doing? Did I break some broadcasting rules there?
No. Okay. No, you didn't. The enthusiasm is good. I love enthusiasm. There are no rules. So there's
I'm always excited when I get to be on your show. It's the highlight of my week.
I love it. I love it. All right. Qualified money. Explain qualified money.
Well, when you think qualified, think restricted. It comes from the term tax qualified. And it means that this is money that, because of the way you've put it away and so forth, qualifies for a tax-deferred plan. And these are things like IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs, all of these different things that allow you to put your money away tax-free or tax-deferred, defer the taxes now on the income, defer the taxes on the growth, and then you take it out later. And, you know, this is great because you have money in savings. And I want to shout that out, is that that's the really great thing about the qualified money and the 401Ks and so forth, because the federal government has set this up. A lot of people have saved a lot of money for their retirement. There's over $24 trillion right now in qualified money. Okay, $24 trillion. Now, here's the problem with it. The problem is you don't really own your money. You don't own the qualified money. Now, when you say that, when I say that, people say, what do you mean? Yeah, I don't own my money. Okay, now think about any asset that you do own, like your house or a life insurance policy or a car.
Sure.
What are the rights you have to define your ownership? Well, the first right you have is that it's usually in your name. You hold title to your car or you hold title to your house or whatever. Sometimes it's in a trust, but most often those are trusts that you control. Okay, now what I want you to do, Kate, is when you get home tonight, go look at your statement on the IRA or your 401k and make a note of who is named as the owner of that asset. Is it you or is it some custodian or trustee you've never heard of? And in fact, it's the latter. It's some other trustee. So your money is not your name. Okay, so the next right of ownership is the ability to keep the asset. Now, there can be mitigating factors such as eminent domain or bankruptcy and things that necessitate a sale. But usually when sold, you're entitled to the fair market value for any property you're forced to liquidate. So are you allowed to keep the money in your tax-qualified plan? No. First, it isn't even in your name. And second, the government dictates you must spend it all before you die, or at least before they say you will die. Okay? So the first thing is you can't keep it in your name. The second thing, you can't keep it. The third right of ownership is the ability to sell your asset in the open market. Now, can you sell your IRA or 401k? No.
No.
It's a federally prohibited transaction. The fourth right of ownership is the ability to trade an asset for one of equal value. Again, you may not trade your tax-qualified plan. You can't even give it away. All right? These two are federally prohibited transactions. Okay, so you can't have it in your name. You can't keep it. You can't sell it or trade it. You can't give it away. But surely at least you can borrow against it, right? After all, it is an actual asset, right?
Right.
No. That's also a federally prohibited transaction.
Wow.
You know, and we won't even talk about what happens if you have the bad form to die with it, okay? Because at that point in time, it can be taxed one, two, or three times, depending on where you're at. So the question is, do you really own your qualified money? And the answer is no. And the reason you don't own it is because you have a partner. And it's a partner that gets to make all of the rules and does make the rules for its own benefit. Now, go back to what I said earlier. There's $24 trillion in assets in qualified plans. Assume that Uncle Sam has his hands on 25% of that, his hooks. That's about $6 trillion. You think that the U.S. government takes that seriously, that $6 trillion?
Mm-hmm.
You bet they do. You bet they do. And so what I'm saying with qualified money is I kind of think it's a deal we struck with the devil, okay? We were given this idea that, look, you can defer your taxes to a later time when you're in a lower tax bracket and you won't pay as much in taxes. And since that period of time, we've had our marginal tax rates come down to almost a record low, and we've had our deficits run up hugely, okay? Trillions of dollars in deficits. So the problem with qualified money is you didn't just defer the taxes, but you deferred the tax rate. And what I think people are going to find is what they did was is they struck this bargain so that they could deduct $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a year from their income earlier, only to be faced with later in life having to pay higher taxes on maybe $25,000, $30,000, $35,000 a year in income. And it can also impact your Social Security taxes. So these are the challenges with tax-qualified money. And next week, if you want, we can pick up where we're leaving off here, and we can talk about some of the things we can do to mitigate some of those factors.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's interesting what you're talking about. There's no question the government certainly likes to eyeball, what did you say, $6 trillion, $7 trillion?
Well, that's their take. That's their piece
of it. Yeah.
You think they're going to give that up?
No.
Or do you think, knowing Congress and people like you do, maybe they'll try and do things to get more of it.
That's what I would think. Maybe they try to get more of it. And this is the key, and it goes back to what you always say, and you said here, we just don't know what's going to happen. And the problem is there is nothing worse than to see old people, older people, because sometimes you live alone. My grandfather lived to be 95, panicked because they think they don't have enough money, which he did, by the way. He had enough money, yeah. But he didn't think he did.
Well, we never do.
Right.
You know, and that's almost universal. I have people come into the office with, you know, $5, $6, $7 million as worried about their future as people that come in with, you know, $400,000 or $500,000.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a psychological thing. And one other thing, you know, I might just make one final point on this, because there was something the other day, it's a little bit off point, but to me it was really, really an important realization. And that is, there's a huge decline in financial literacy as we get older. Somehow, the way our brains are wired makes it more difficult as we get older and we lose some of that capacity to think about finances with the clarity we need to, okay? But that goes along with something else, and that is, they found in the same study that not only do we lose our capacity to think as clearly as we should about our finances as we get older, but we gain more confidence that we are thinking clearly. So what happens is we're losing our capacity to think, and we're fooling ourselves into thinking we're doing a better job than we really are.
Wow. So, you know, this goes to, it's so much better to take charge. Just take charge now so you're
while
not
you're
wrestling.
Young.
Yes, while you're not wrestling with that idea of, I mean, how great is it to have everything in order? So from, you know, soup to nuts, you know, that old expression, and then you don't have to worry about it and try to stretch your mind and think what happened here and why this, and you won't even have to do it. You can take a breath.
And the worst part about that, about stretching your mind later and so forth, is you're doing it while you're under the gun. You know, so you're putting yourself in a position of having to make incredibly important and technical decisions at a time when you're under a great deal of pressure, in a diminished capacity, and feeling like you have everything under control, because that's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Good information, of course, always great stuff. Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. Someone's going to get a copy of his book. And if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that again?
844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or go online to freemoneyguys.com.
I love that. All right, Stephen, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So steal. He's in bands. He's with hands. He's willing to make a deal. When he come across this young man's horn on a fiddle and playing it hot, and a devil jumps up on him to stump still. Boy, let me tell you why. You didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
One of the things I love to do on this show, it's not a chore, it's a delight. We do it every show. We check the mail, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from James, who says, Kate, I think I've heard a couple of your callers and certainly some other people who have emailed the show say how much they are tired of hearing about Hillary Clinton. I just wish there was somebody who could knock her out of the race. And I say this from a Democratic point of view. I will never be a Republican because I think the Republicans are phonier than a $2 bill. And I don't believe they have the best interests of this country at heart. So what Democrats could possibly step into the light and take it away from Hillary Clinton? The problem is I just don't know. Maybe Bernie Sanders, he's an independent, but will he really get the kind of backing he needs financially should he decide to run? Just my two cents. Wow. So none of the Republicans, they're all phony. You think they're all phony. And Hillary Clinton you can't, you don't like Hillary Clinton, but I hate to tell you this, Hillary Clinton is it. She's the only show in town for the Dems, because anybody else who runs against Hillary Clinton, I really still think this is just a sacrificial lamb. And they're just making it interesting to get into the race to look better for the Democrats, I suppose. But do any of them really have a chance? I don't see it. Here's what I think happens. You're a politician, and the right people come to see you, and they tell you, geez, you should really think about running. Running for president, and wow, that's pretty heady stuff, right? President? President of the United States? I never really thought about it. Yeah, I am passionate about the country. I've been fighting these issues for however long. And then people who just don't have that it thing that Donald Trump, the one thing that Donald Trump and I agree on, run, and they just get bowled over. And the main thing about running is you got to be a fundraiser, baby. And you really do. Even at the highest levels, you got to pick up the phone and call people and ask for money. PACs, we're creating PACs, we need money for the PAC. It is so, so true. So no politician got there by not being able to pick up the phone and raise money. And this is a problem in some cases. Some people aren't as good about doing that. They're just not good at it. So anyway, this is certainly one of the stumbling blocks. And there is no Democrat that's coming out of the woodwork. Who's that Democrat? O'Malley? He used to be the governor of Maryland. No. Joe Biden? A retread running for president again? No. I just don't see it. Jim Webb, who was a senator from Virginia? No. I mean, they may all run, but they don't get it. It would have to be that Hillary Clinton is taken out of the process because of something that happens. A lot of people speculating about the Clinton cash book, and, oh, that's a big obstacle, but I don't think so. Yeah, they'll weather whatever that storm is. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. I mean, it is. It's Hillary Clinton. What else can I say about that? Okay, how about this one from Michael, who says, hi, Kate. I am so glad that we are done with the winter weather. It has been a brutal winter in New England. I can't tell you how much I used to enjoy snow. Now I absolutely hate it. I'm actually thinking of moving to Florida or someplace else. I know you have a lot of affiliates there and you talk about Florida. And even if sometimes I have to deal with extreme heat, anything is better than dealing with extreme snow. We really had it, and it is awful to deal with. Digging cars out, finding spaces, waiting for snow to melt, ice to melt, you name it. No fun anymore. Great when you're a kid, not so great when you're an adult, and you can't call in sick. Yeah, that's a problem when you can't call in sick, right? And you got to figure out a way to maneuver the roads. And, you know, that's the one good thing about people who are virtual or who can be virtual and work from home. When some of that horrible weather happened, they were able to at least do that. So they didn't have to brave the treacherous roads and have to deal with the things that you have to deal with when you had the kind of snow you had. But sometimes summer weather and spring weather can bring equally as disastrous moments from Mother Nature. But I suppose nothing like some of what we saw with the snow, although I shouldn't say that because look at Superstorm Sandy and what happened to parts of the East Coast with that storm. It was they're still rebuilding because of Sandy, still doing that. This one's from Silver, who says, Kate, I've been a fan for a long time. I've always thought I needed to email the show to talk about some of the things to get off my chest, some things that are bugging me. One of the things that bugs me is our lousy healthcare system. And I don't care, Republican, Democrat, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Shouldn't we all have access to great health care, decent health care at least? I've seen some really horrible things happen to people I know because of the lack of health care. But yet if they had health care, they can barely afford it, and it doesn't really cover what they need. This is a dilemma, my friend. I don't think Obamacare has done anything to improve the situation other than pre-existing conditions and a few other little things that have happened for some people that are now able to get insurance. But for the middle class, it's really strangled most of us. You know, it's interesting. I just saw this, that this report came out, a TransUnion healthcare report that they just released this week, showed that healthcare consumers and providers are feeling the sting of the rising healthcare costs. Out-of-pocket costs for patients up 11%. 11% is a big number. I mean, really, the middle class are the ones, I think, that are taking it on the chin. People who didn't have health insurance now can get health insurance, and they're on that cut line where they're not making enough money, then it's good for them. The pre-existing, I agree, that's huge for lots and lots of people who couldn't get health care. But the middle class, the people that are living paycheck to paycheck but seemingly a little better off now are not better off at all. I mean, they're not anyway. And the reason why is because of trying to pay for this health care in some cases. You know, the clinics and the things that are happening with the clinics and, you know, what you're paying when you go in compared to, I guess, what you used to pay before. So, and employers, 20% increase in premiums. How do they absorb the costs? That's bad. Deductibles doubled over the past 5 years with the high deductible plans that are offered by employers and the Affordable Care Act. So it's not good. It's interesting. I saw in the same story, I saw they gave the example of a 33-year-old woman who had a spike of 200% in her United Healthcare emergency room deductible from 2013 to 2014. So the deductible for emergency room service went from $50 to $150. And she's saying her yearly salary increase didn't come close to offsetting the increase in healthcare costs. She was a manager in a clothing retail chain before leaving to work in the public sector because she had to have better benefits. That she needed a job that had better benefits. And I think that's happening to people. Sometimes it's the reverse effect. So they have to go somewhere where they can have a better health care coverage. And I mean, the deductible is just an absolute killer. And then the health care people are having the same thing. So there seems to be no end in sight to this. Fred says, America Tonight, been listening to you for a while. I'm tired of hearing these bloviator politicians with their same old ideas tell us why they'll make a great president. You have to be kidding me. It's Manny Moe and Jack for the Republicans, and it's the Iron Lady for the Democrats. We need some relief, Kate. We need some regular people, authentic people, running for president. What do you think? I love the Iron Lady reference, by the way. You know, in the last election, they tried to make Hillary Clinton seem like Margaret Thatcher. Only a Democratic Margaret Thatcher. I don't think that, I really don't think that Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, or Marco Rubio aren't authentic. I don't think they are. I think that the spin people are working with them. But no, and especially Ted Cruz, whether you completely can't stand Ted Cruz, you think he's off his rocker, or you absolutely love Ted Cruz, I really do believe you. What you see is what you get, which is why he's always on the outs with a lot of the super, super conservatives for some of the things that he's done. But I know what you mean, like, it seems like everybody's sort of force-fed to us, I guess. And maybe it's because of all the build-up leading up to somebody declaring, oh, they're going to declare for president. I mean, we've been talking about Rand Paul. We've been talking about Ted Cruz. We've been talking about Marco Rubio for 2 years. That's how long we've been talking about them, running for president. And then they ultimately declare, and then it's like, oh, yeah, and they declared. Maybe that's it, that we're just talking about it so much. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
That we do here on America Tonight. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder joins us for this one. Hey, Nathan.
Howdy.
You ready for a little Fruits and Nuts and the Shred It and the Bingo and all that?
I try.
I love that. I try. All right. We got some good ones for you this time around. I promise. You're going to love this. You know, some serious and some in between. Okay. How about this? Start off this way with fruits and nuts. Might as well. In looking at lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits. This perhaps is one of the more ridiculous ones I've ever heard of. And it could be that it's a celebrity involved, and so you can be a target. Not that I feel sorry for celebrities, certainly. But Mila Kunis is being sued for chicken salad. She's being sued for allegedly stealing a chicken from a childhood friend, Christina Caro, who claims she grew up with Kunis in the Ukraine, alleges that when they were around five, they would play with her beloved chicken named Doggy. According to the lawsuit, she adored the chicken, as did Kunis, who would come over to play with it. But when the chicken suddenly disappeared, Caro says that Kunis fessed up that she was the chicken thief, telling her, "You can have other chickens as a pet. You have a whole chicken farm, but I need it for food." Wow.
Wait, so how many years ago was this?
Oh, a ton of, like 25 years ago.
And so it's not criminal, it's a civil case.
Right, right. And she's asking for $5,000. It's so crazy. She was her friend in the Ukraine. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's not even like it's that much money either, but
no, not for someone like her.
Yeah.
Where they're worth millions.
But
well, I mean, do you pay it to just go away? I mean, do you say this is so ridiculous that this is I mean, you know, it's ridiculous, but I just don't want it in my to deal with it anymore, so I'll just pay this amount of money, or is that blackmail?
Oh, blackmail, my goodness. I don't know. I don't like it, Kate. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
People are so distrustful of each other, and then make them pay, get them some sort of payback that really isn't paying anyone back. I just don't know.
I'm going to say shred it for that reason.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of say fruits and nuts for that reason.
Yeah, fruits and nuts, that's good. Yeah, it's weird. Because she becomes uber famous. So the woman is trying to think of a way. I mean, that, oh, gosh, let me scour my brain and think of something that I can pin on her. I don't know. It's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
It's catty.
It's catty.
Those are friends playing out a game in the world theater.
I agree. All right, how about this one? Calbuco volcano erupted in Chile, causing a little bit of an emergency, but according to all sources, the town was evacuated, but nobody was hurt. And this volcano erupting is for the first time it's happened in 42 years. So there's a huge ash cloud. It's beautiful looking, I have to say, over this sparse kind of populated mountain area in southern Chile. There's only about 1,500 people. They got them out. Nobody, like I said, has been hurt or any of that kind of stuff. And it last erupted in 1972. There's 90 active volcanoes, Nathan, in Chile. 90 active volcanoes.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I just think it's a cool story.
I think it's about time.
Yeah, for it to erupt.
Well, I mean, it's just a story about time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I like it.
I mean, that's why I'm kind of like shred it and bingo on that one. But I would certainly like add the pictures of it to my, you know, my changing desktop at home. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. You have to look at it. Everybody listening to us, go look at this volcano erupting because it's really, really, really sweet looking, I have to say. And because nobody was hurt, so to me, I say it's worth saying that's a beautiful thing. It's nature. It's the volcano. It's the volcano erupting. All right, to me, credit card companies are predators because they know people get caught in that cycle and can't get out of the whirlwind of the credit cards. And it's sort of in some cases, a necessary evil with establishing credit, and I could go on and on. Now these top credit cards are back in the game of offering 0%, meaning, you know, zero APR, low interest cards with zero APR to try to get more people in the door, and some people flipping over the credit card so they can get that zero for a year, you know, playing the credit card game, and it's just been upped because they kind of stopped that. It was kind of hard to get them, and now they're back again with the lowest interest of that amount of money. Balance transfers, all that kind of stuff. Fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo.
Well, how's it working out for the youngsters? I mean, did they basically do it because there was a fresh new memory that doesn't remember that happened?
Yes. That's what I think it is.
Well, I can't imagine it's going to go any better this time.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's going to last longer either.
Well, no, because the credit card thing is somebody always thinks, oh, well, if I just do this, then I'll be able to get that money. It'll work. I mean, it'll work because something's going to happen. I'm going to win the lottery or whatever it is. But it's not that way. So that's why I think it's fruits and nuts. It's fruits and nuts to get caught in that when you're young.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fruits and nuts to get caught in it any time.
Yeah, any time.
It gets a little sourer fruits and nuts, I guess, when you're older, but I agree. Fruits and nuts.
Okay, how about this one? We go to New York City, and, you know, it just was Earth Day, and they're talking about one bin recycling. New York City is going to overhaul the recycling program to cut waste by 90%. They say that they'll be able to reduce their waste output by more than 3 million tons by 2030.
Good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Yep, I say that's excellent that they're doing that. Because there's a lot of trash there. They've had problems when the trashmen, the sanitation workers, go on strike. Oh, it's a rough, rough world in
New York City. I don't know.
With
me only having been to New York maybe 3 or 4 times and not very long while I was there and being there for one of those, definitely. Gross. Gross. Clean it up.
There you go.
Compact. Everybody, go compact. Hey, did you know that it was also Secretary's Day?
No, I didn't know that. That's a big day.
Yeah, well, it got recycled.
Ba-dum-bump. It got recycled. That's what we do. We recycle our days. I love it. Touche. You're just like Dan in Texas in that sense. Otherwise, no. How about this? A SkyWest Airlines flight, I heard about this when it was happening, to Connecticut was diverted. It descended steeply and made an emergency landing in New York on Wednesday after 3 passengers lost consciousness. The flight had about 75 people on it. It left from Chicago O'Hare, and it had been inbound into Connecticut. It landed at Buffalo's Niagara International Airport in Buffalo, and the SkyWest spokesperson said that a passenger lost consciousness, so the pilot panicked and thought, this is bad for the whole plane. So they decided to rapidly descend to get everybody down. One of the passengers said it, all of a sudden the plane took a nosedive, but they're all safe. I would say if I was a passenger, I'm glad he took that precaution. I'm going to say amen.
Well, you said one was down, but there were two others on top?
Three.
What happened?
They don't know. They're investigating it. They think that it had something to do with the air pressure.
Yeah. Wow.
Scary.
A little plane? How big was that?
Little plane, commuter plane. 75 people were on board.
Well, 75 though. Fun. I think that's kind of fruits and
bingo.
Nuts. Fruits and nuts.
Bingo.
Yo.
Yeah, bingo. I think that the pilot was that smart to do that. All right, yeah. Always fun. Fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo. Thanks, Nathan, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.